regardless, I think, of people's religion or spirituality or faith background, I personally believe that everybody has spiritual needs, for lack of a better word. I think we're all spiritual people, basically. It doesn't mean that your needs would be religious ones or look like mine or look like your neighbor's, but I think everybody has needs that are deeper than your normal run-of-the-mill needs, like food and shelter and different things. And so I'm really interested in that regard, and particularly seniors and a subset of that, if you will, of people in general that have dementia, Alzheimer's disease. How are those needs met? Particularly if you're in a care setting like where I came from, how are those types of needs met? I like to assume that people have those needs. Maybe that's a pretty bold assumption, but I think it's an important aspect to remember about being human, that we all do have these different types of needs, and that may be one of them. And if it is, well, how can we as society, if you will, support those needs as we grow older? And then, unfortunately, if Alzheimer's disease or something of that nature happens, then how can we support you in that regard? That's where my interest is. Perspective and all these different things that make up who I am, which is a rather complicated thing, I guess.
So what are you doing to catch yourself up? What has the last month been? I mean, it's like taking a course in the Pickens County Senior Services Department.
Taking a course in Pickens County Senior Services is reading basically everything that's ever been written that I can easily access and get through, as far as policy and procedures and different things, and all the wonderful people here in the county I've met and continue to meet literally every single day. And my staff here has been great and been welcoming in open arms. And Marty, who retired, was just a wonderful person with the short time I got to know her. It's going to take quite a while to understand the whole big picture of what Senior Services is currently and what it is planning to do and what it wants to do down the road.
Is the first initiative to make one a master plan? Say, who are we? What should we be doing? Are we doing it well? Or do you have other priorities that you need to make sure you hit by the end of this year?
I think to some degree that already is happening. The county did the Aging Well plan to kind of place steps in front of us to propel the county and the area, really, into aging well. And what that would mean. It's a rather thought-out plan that Marty and all the staff here and many, many other people were involved in. And that was one thing that kind of drew me here, I guess I would say, as far as their commitment to the plan, even though it's rather new, relatively speaking, and then moving forward and how can we really implement some of these ideas that's in the Aging Well plan.
Is this town different or similar to others as far as how easy is it to grow old here?
If you look at statistics for a moment, life expectancy in Pickens County is very high, and overall quality of life is rather high. So just that stat alone is pretty compelling to me, that people do live quite a long time here, and their overall well-being or satisfaction of life, if you will, tends to be relatively high as well.
What do you think, since it's a switch from kind of private to public sector, about the government getting involved in helping with the aging population?
Mm-hmm. Well, the government, to some degree, has been involved for quite a long time in the United States here. Times have just really changed. You had the Older Americans Act, you had Medicare and Medicaid, come into being. Some of those early things that came into being were done with the right reasons to do them, but not necessarily shining the greatest light on the aging population. It was that older Americans were poor and they couldn't take care of themselves only because they're old, and so the government was going to step in. You don't always necessarily hear that side of the story. Basically, in paraphrasing here, that's, you know, the quick version. But fast forwarding, that's not the view of of aging anymore. And it's really still changing that as we grow older, we deserve as much respect as we did when we were younger. It doesn't necessarily change. And even the positive view of as we grow old, we automatically deserve more respect. I think that can be a slippery slope. At least maybe academics might say that a little bit. So I think it is changing, and the role of the government, that I think that is even a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
As far as should the government intercede, all these, there's so many different opinions about Medicare, Medicaid, and is it going to last? Is it going to last when I'm 85? As things are right now, probably not. But who knows? Things could change. The system could be totally different by now. But at this point, I don't see a different option.
Yeah.
I guess.